who wouldn't feel like, man, this thing flopped if you threw a seminar and one couple came? You'd be like, oh, it was a disaster. But he just told us it's not a disaster. I go around speaking all the time, and I, you know, people are hosting, and they're so worried if only like 10 people show up. I'm like, those are the 10 people who were supposed to show up. It's all good. So that's kind of a good reminder for us. Craig posed the question that we sounded out together about how do you get it to not be a check the box? So this next section this morning, we've brought in some people from some wonderful ministries that actually connect that dot. This is really practical. How do we start to offer things in the parish that will attract one couple or 100 couples or 100 people? So let's talk about what those are. So this is a good time to take notes. You didn't have to up until now, but now you do. So we're going to talk about encounter opportunities, how to really find opportunities, bring things into the parish that are ministries that are very impactful and that really give you some concrete nitty-gritty. My notes say nitty-gritty. Sounds kind of dirty, but there you go. We've just heard how life in the Spirit is a life-changing opportunity for parishioners. Now we're going to welcome Deborah Hawley to share practical ideas about life in the Spirit. Is that right? Great. Thank you, Deborah. Everybody, make welcome Deborah, please.
Good afternoon. I guess it's still morning. The Holy Spirit told me it was still the morning time. I'd like to share with you just very briefly. About 25 years ago, someone invited me to that prayer group. I was part of that team that Steve came to when he only had three people in Life in the Spirit. And we were very committed to bringing anyone to the gospel, no matter how many, if there were one. I mean, we've done them over the years many, many, many times. And oftentimes there are more than 100 people who come. But we were very committed to doing that. But I had been through myself a few years prior, and I'd been away from the faith for 10 years. I was sacramentalized, went through the Catholic Church. I took my sacraments, but I had no idea who God was. And by the time I got to be a teenager, I was out of there. So when I came, I was invited by these same people that he was telling you about. They welcomed me into a community, a prayer community. They welcomed me, they loved me. They taught me how to read scripture. They met me where I was at and permitted me to have an encounter with Jesus. I didn't understand anything about having a relationship with God at all. So they equipped me for being a disciple. I soon began to do Life in the Spirit seminars on a regular basis and give my life to ministry full time. The Life in the Spirit does many different things, but for most part, it forms you and educates you into the gifts of the Spirit, into a relationship with God, and teaches you that you have to get out of your head and move into your heart if you're going to have any kind of relationship with God. You can have a lot of education and a lot of knowledge. You can recite the scriptures. We all know people of another faith who recite them very well, all parts of the Bible, and very effectively, and Catholic people don't do that quite as well. But unless it moves to your heart, you'll never get that opportunity to really know who he is. And if you don't know who he is, you can't disciple anyone else. You can't give someone something that you do not have. So you can give them the come to church with me talk. You can do all of those kinds of things, but unless you know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, and you have a relationship with him, you're not going to have the capacity to give that to somebody else. So Life in the Spirit seminars are more of a formative structure. They're based in the scriptures. Contrary to popular belief in some circles, it's not a fluffy, feel-good, oh my gosh kind of moment thing that perhaps did happen to Steve, and it's happened to many others. I'm not underestimating the power of the Holy Spirit and how he works. However, it is based in the scriptures, and its intent is to bring you close to him. And for you to be understanding the Holy Spirit, you must first understand who Jesus is. So the Life in the Spirits do that. They are not difficult to do. It is helpful primarily to have a team that can help you with the structure. They're basically done most effectively if you do it over a six-week period. They can be done over a weekend. I have a Life in the Spirit form called Wind and Fire that came actually out of the Detroit Diocese. And that is a very good, it's kind of an Easter to Pentecost thing. I would greatly encourage it. However, I mean, you can imagine those of you here who do RCIA. Can you imagine doing RCIA in a weekend, you know? Or even 6 weeks, like the regular Life in the Spirit is 6 weeks. It would be difficult, very difficult to really have anybody hang on to what you're giving them in such a short period. So the Wind and Fire weekends are available, and the 6 weeks is the very best thing to do. They form community, they form small group, they are safe places for people to experience and search out their spirituality without feeling embarrassed or that the fact that they don't know how to read scripture. Lots and lots of our Catholic people don't know how to read scripture. So this 6 weeks together teaches them to know who Jesus is and to understand the Holy Spirit and the work in their lives, and gives them a safe place to do that without feeling like they're pressured to know things that they don't know anything about. So it kind of removes the fear factor. I've been blessed to be a part of it for 25 years. I've had hundreds and hundreds of people who do it. Our service committee has got a booth in the back. We have a list for you of certain people, leadership people in the diocese who've been doing these for many years. Notably, Christ the King is represented here. They do them on a regular basis in the Ann Arbor and Genesee County. We do them on a regular basis on our end, and we're sprinkled throughout the diocese. So I would encourage you to come to us, let us help you do it, and not to be fearful, and to let the Holy Spirit have his way with you. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you, Deborah.